It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When the Taliban assassinated Afghanistan's deputy chief of intelligence yesterday outside a mosque, the insurgents eliminated a powerful adversary. He was a top intelligence official who'd gone after the Taliban and al-Qaeda for years, jailing and detaining many of them. The Taliban is rejoicing at the success of this suicide bombing, and so likely is another little-known terrorist group.
It's called the Haqqani Network. From its base in Pakistan, it has mounted a series of sophisticated and vicious attacks in Afghanistan. Its leader is a one-time mujahideen who fought the Soviets in the 1980s. Jalaluddin Haqqani and his son have links to the Taliban and al-Qaeda, but their group is separate.
To find out more, we turn to Vahid Brown, who studies the Haqqani Network in his job as an FBI instructor at West Point's Combating Terrorism Center. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Before we talk about exactly who this group is and what it does, why do we hear so much about the Taliban and al-Qaeda, but more or less have not heard about the Haqqani group?
Well, I think the primary reason that we don't hear as much about the Haqqani Network as an independent or as a distinct source of violence in Afghanistan is that the Taliban claim the Haqqani Network's violence as their own. So when the Haqqani Network carries out a very high-profile attack in eastern Afghanistan or in Kabul, it is a Taliban spokesman who will come out and say this attack was carried out on behalf of the Taliban as being a part of the Taliban insurgency, when in fact there's these two very distinct movements. So,
tell us about that, the violence that terrorism experts credit or blame them for.
Well, like the Taliban in the South, the Haqqani Network is mostly deadly because of its daily share of small scale, what we call kinetic activity, direct fire, IEDs, bombing attacks. But they're more famous for very high profile terrorist attacks. Very sophisticated multi-stage suicide attacks, not just a single bomber walking into a facility, for example, and blowing himself up, but a series of waves of bombers that deteriorate a defense perimeter and then gain access in the second wave and a third wave with small arms actually entering the building and shooting people. So very high-profile attacks.
One example of that might be about a year and a half ago, a very deadly attack on a five-star hotel in Kabul.
Yes. In January of 2008, the Serena Hotel, the only five-star hotel in Afghanistan. In April of the same year, the military parade overseen by President Karzai in Kabul was attacked in an attempt to assassinate President Karzai by the Haqqani Network. In August of 2008, on the U.S. military base, Camp Salerno, a multi-stage suicide wave attack.
Now, why doesn't the Haqqani Network take credit for these things?
Well, that's a great question. Many analysts would agree that the Haqqani Network has some utility in using the Taliban brand. The Taliban brand kind of represents opposition to foreign intervention in Afghanistan. It represents the imposition of a certain baseline of law and order. But they don't feel that it would help their cause to have a media presence in Afghanistan that would confuse the kind of insurgent environment by saying, well, there's the Taliban movement that is trying to achieve these goals, and there's our movement that's trying to achieve these goals. They try to appear as a unified front.
Right, but then what makes the Haqqani Network different than any subgroup of the Taliban?
Well, the Taliban movement that's loyal to Mullah Omar, that predominantly operates in southern Afghanistan, in Helmand and Kandahar, that Taliban movement, led by Mullah Omar, is opposed to a lot of the tactical innovations that the Haqqani Network is famous for. Its use of suicide tactics and beheadings and videos of brutal killings, these things are eschewed by the Taliban of Mullah Omar. And in fact, he openly criticizes such tactics.
Then that sounds like they're so much more vicious, I guess you could say, than the Taliban. But why?
One possible reason is the Haqqani Network's closeness with international jihadist groups that has given the Haqqani Network a lot of its edge in terms of its deadliness in Afghanistan. The technological innovations that were perfected by al-Qaeda in Iraq in the last 5 years are being applied and being adopted by the Haqqani Network via foreign fighters. So this is another one of the main distinctions between the Haqqani Network and the Taliban movement is the willingness to use foreigners and to cooperate with international jihadist organizations in Afghanistan. Mullah Omar and the Taliban are very careful to portray their movement as an Afghan nationalist movement.
Because, in fact, Afghans, in general, don't like what they call foreigners, as in al-Qaeda foreigners. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true. It is a unique vulnerability of the Haqqani network that the Mullah Omar's Taliban has been careful to avoid. The Haqqani network, it's vulnerable. It risks being tainted by its association with foreign influences, much like al-Qaeda in Iraq risked being tainted so in Iraq in the last 5 years, when Iraqi people began to see that al-Qaeda in Iraq was the proxy of foreign interests. That is an extremely negative thing to have associated with oneself in Afghanistan.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Renee.
Vahid Brown teaches at West Point's Combating Terrorism Center, where he's been tracking the Haqqani Network and the Taliban in Afghanistan.